Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We just finished the session. So today we worked with the ascension pendulum and we transmitted ascending light frequencies, which are frequencies that form part of what we consider divine light, but they have this particular quality of helping us raise our frequency and ascend in the process of personal ascension. So oftentimes from my own research, I have found that people tend to drop into lower states because they are, you know, afraid, or because they are worried, or because they are, you know, maybe dense energies and forces around the person who tend to drop the person to lower levels. And so this ascending light is helping you raise to the level to which you need to be in your spiritual path, in your ascensional path, in your life. And we have been for 2 years living a global situation that was very fearful, that kicked the reptilian brain and kicked the survival issues. So it is very normal when we are worried and afraid to drop several levels of consciousness and several vibrational levels of the way we spin our energies and the way we position ourselves in our spiritual path or in our ascensional process. So the transmission was very long because there was a need for all the people. Next, we work with the Archangel's pendulum, and we needed to transmit the vibration of divine truth, which is also a very important vibration to help us stand strong in our own inner truth and clearing and removing everything that is false within us. False information, false beliefs, false blockages, false guides, teachers, gurus, everything that is false. So we worked at clearing in the energy field of each and every one of you by means of the vibration of divine truth, everything that we could find that was false, that was not who you truly are, and that was not something that you needed in your field. Next, we did a very long transmission of with the Archangel's pendulum of the vibration of Christ consciousness. I know that, you know, many of you are from a different religion, and when I'm using the term Christ consciousness, I'm not referring to a Christian-based tradition. So even if you are Buddhist, for instance, or Hinduist, Hindu, when I'm saying Christ consciousness, you can translate it to your Buddha nature, if you are a Buddhist. And if you are a Hindu, one of the most similar vibrations to Christ consciousness is Krishna consciousness. So this high level of divine nature that is your own true nature. Next, we worked with the vibration of indigo, the radiesthetic color indigo. But as we work with the Archangel's pendulum, this frequency was several octaves higher to the indigo color of the universal pendulum. Indigo is a color that is going to help us expand our consciousness, and it's going to help us raise our views so that we don't, you know, remain bogged down in fear or in survival issues. Finally, with a pendulum that we have developed a few months ago that is called the Inner Guide Higher Self Pendulum, we worked helping and promoting the connection and the safe, clean, clear, and unhackable connection with your own inner guiding system to enhance this connection so that you may be able to listen better to the small voice within of your inner guidance. Finally, when we finished the session, I asked if there was a message, and the message came with the word guidance. So we really need to tune in to our inner guidance. And so the purpose of this session was to clear things to help us be more in connection with the inner guidance. If you analyze the current situation that we have been living in the last 2 years, the fear, the fear-mongering, all the psychological techniques and tactics to subdue the human population into doing things out of absolute fear and panic has been also very responsible for a certain level of disconnection with our own true nature, with our own internal guidance. So there's been an override of our instincts, of our, you know, inner knowing, because we've been forced to listen to the experts, the health experts, the this and the that. So there was a very strong need in reconnecting some of you, maybe not all of you, but some of you, to reconnect you to your true internal guidance. So we performed this task, and we also requested that the communication between you and your inner guidance be very clear, be very unhackable, and be very safe and protected. But it's also an invitation for you to step out of fear, and to, if you feel that you have lowered your vibrations because of the situation, that you please rise up, step out of fear, out of survival. Remember the Abraham Maslow pyramid of needs, human needs, and this current situation that we have lived has dropped us to the base of the pyramid of Abraham Maslow, to the level of survival. So we activated and over-activated the reptilian brain, when in fact, if we raise up and we move towards our spiritual path, which is at the top of the pyramid in Abraham Maslow, we will be activating the neocortex in the brain, which is actually the aspect of the brain that is going to bring us solutions, higher mind solutions, higher octaves of, you know, solutions and problem solving resources. So it is important to step out of fear and go up in the pyramid of Maslow, not up into the Illuminati pyramid. I'm talking about this pyramid of needs of Abraham Maslow, where you can't be working in your spiritual path if you are immersed in survival issues. If you don't have food, if you are afraid of your life because you are going through a war, a catastrophe, or something very uncertain. And so many people have been, you know, completely disconnected from their spiritual path, from their inner guidance, because they were too much in fear. And even if they were not in fear, their entire surrounding was in fear. So eventually, it's going to affect you. So we hope this session helps you. The final message was, enjoy the fruits and the rewards of the work that you have done. So there could be now, you know, a moment in time in which we are going to be receiving the goodness of all the work that we have done in our spiritual path, in our, you know, self-growth, in our development, you know, process. So there is a time in which we are going to be receiving. And this could also be translated into a time in the outer reality in which we may be suddenly enjoying a more, you know, a better state with better abundance and, you know, goodness and a positive time for everybody. But the message came mainly as something personal and individual, that there is now a time and a window of opportunity for you to enjoy the fruits and receive the rewards of the good work that you have done. So it is like an internal abundance. So I hope this helps you. Drink plenty of water. Remember that, you know, you could take a couple of days to integrate the session. And you could feel tired after the session. It is normal. It's just, you know, a matter of integrating the high frequencies that you have received. And I hope this helps you. Sending you many blessings. Bye.